I determine to be eternally happy. I determine to be eternally happy. I am eternally happy. Now, circumstances come up in everyone's life that sort of make us feel, are we being eternally happy? Are we being happy under all circumstances? Are we being happy at all times? Are we always looking for our happy life? Are we always looking for the happy world that we're in? Sometimes we are drawn to look away from the happy life, from the life that we say that we are eternally happy about. Well, when we look away from our eternally happy life, then what we are doing is we are empowering that condition to exist in our life. We are empowering that condition of not eternally happy to exist in our life. Now, it's just a simple thing. It's a simple thing, and we do it all the time. We do it all the time because we think of ourselves as not being eternally happy. We think of ourselves as not being eternally wonderful. We think of ourselves as not being eternally joyful all the time. And when we allow ourselves to think that, then that's exactly what we experience. That's exactly what we know. That's exactly how we look at life. We look at life not from the happy point of view. Everyone would like to say, I am always happy. Everyone would like to say that they are always peaceful. Everyone would like to say that they're always doing everything in a divine, beautiful, fantastic way. But is our life filled with joy and happiness? Is our life filled with peace? Is our life filled with goodness? Is our life filled with all that is beautiful and wonderful? If it is, then truly, we're doing the right thing. But if it isn't, then we are empowering that which we don't want to have. Now, if I say I want to be a pianist and I want to play the piano charmingly, beautifully, wonderfully, I want to play the piano with all my joy and all my happiness, and then I say, oh, this darn key on the keyboard just does not work. This key just will not function. And I can't play my music because that key won't function. And I say, hey, I'm a happy guy. If that key doesn't function, that's no problem to me. I just won't use it. I will use another key. I will take an octave higher, or I will move into a different attitude. I will not allow one lack of musical key to destroy my playing of the piano. Not on your tintype. No way. And so I trained myself, which is a beautiful thing to do, I trained myself to use all of the other keys instead of that key that is stuck. And I do not even want to play that key that's stuck because it's at a different part of the keyboard. I move into a different octave. I move into a different way. I can always handle it beautifully and wonderfully, and I do, because I am in charge. I determine to be eternally happy, and I determine what I am going to do to be eternally happy. And if I'm going to be a pianist, and I'm going to play the piano, and I'm going to play it beautifully and wonderfully and joyfully, then that's who I am. That's who I am. That's exactly what I am, and that's all that I am. No sour key on my piano is going to sour me on my playing. I am going to play beautiful music regardless whether all the keys are perfect or not. Because I can play around a bad key, or I can do it. Or, you know, I'm not a piano tuner, and I'm not a genius in the piano, but I like to play. So I lift up the cover of the piano, and I look inside there, and I check that key that's not doing its perfect job. And as I look at the key, I see that there's some things stuck on the string. There are some things that are hanging on the string that are keeping it from resonating perfectly. And I take a cloth and I gently wipe the string. I polished the cloth up and down the string. And all the syrup or all the sticky stuff, whatever it may be from a bug or from whatever it may be, is being wiped away. And then I notice some is still there, so I take a little moisture on the cloth and I move it up and down on the string. And pretty soon the string shines and glistens and it's beautiful. And then I begin to play the piano once again and it works. I can use that key. All that I was training myself to use other keys to do that, what that one key was supposed to do, it is not lost because now I know I can do that too. And so no matter what comes up on the piano, I play beautifully. No matter what comes up in my music, I play beautifully. No matter what, I am always on top of it. I determined to be eternally happy. I determined to look on the happy side of life. And I determined by looking on the happy side of life, I'm going to find it. Now, as I looked inside the piano, as I lifted the cover, and I saw the sticky stuff on the string, I didn't say, oh, darn. I said, well, now let's see how we can take that off of the string. And perhaps that will make all the difference between a perfect note and an imperfect note. I was always looking for the perfect note. I was always looking for the perfect string, the perfect experience, the perfect sound. And I listened to that perfect sound, and I knew it was there, and I brought it forth. Always I make choices. I choose to smile. I choose to play the right key. I choose to count my blessings. I choose to go through my entire life looking at all that is beautiful and good, all that is wonderful and fantastic, all that is joyous and marvelous. I choose to look at my entire life and see everything that is outstanding. And as I do that, I find everything that is outstanding. I find everything that is amazing and wonderful because that's who I am. I am eternally happy. I determine to be eternally happy. I look at the happy side of life and I find it. I look at the happy side of all things and I find them. Always I make choices and I choose to smile. I choose to count my blessings. Oh, yes. I choose to see joy in everything, everywhere. I choose to see joy in everything, everywhere. And because I choose to see joy in everything, everywhere, I see it. I see it. Because I choose to see joy in everything, everywhere, I see joy in everything, everywhere. And I am always so happy. I choose always to be me. And when I choose always to be me, I am always being who and what I am. I'm not trying to be somebody else. I'm not trying to be somebody else's genius or somebody else's magic. I am only being my own magic now. And as I am my own magic now, I am doing so with a happy heart. I am doing so by being eternally happy. I'm doing so by knowing that I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me very much. And because I like me very much, I find that I like my world. And because I like me very much, I find I can play the piano beautifully. And because I like me very much, whatever may be a slight problem coming up in my life, like a string that doesn't play the right note, I have the magic to play around it or to correct it in a very beautiful, simple, magnificent way. I am eternally happy. I determined to be eternally happy. No matter what I do, I look at the happy side of life, and I find it every moment of my life. Join me at being eternally happy by choice, because that's the only way to fly. I love you. I love you. I love you.